नमस्कार The topic has come up. What is self-realization? It is something that is talked about a great deal in literature. Some people claim to be self-realized. And everyone is seeking a self-realized spiritual master. But what does this term self-realization mean? The scriptures talk about the ability through meditation practice to become self-realized, to awaken the Kula Kundalini so that it rises through the Sushumna, through the central channel, to the highest chakra, Sahasrara chakra, and crosses the barrier to become permanently arisen. What does this mean? It sounds very impressive. A good goal in life. But if you are to have a goal in life, perhaps it is good to know what that goal is. What does it actually mean? When understanding these terms, there is both the dichotomy of culture, as the term is an English term, but derived from a Sanskrit term called moksha. So if one wants to have mukti, realization of the cosmic mind, and moksha, realization of cosmic consciousness, then one is liberated. But what is this experience? If someone were to tell you, what is the experience of diving in a capsule 1,000 feet under the ocean, or of climbing the highest mountain in the world and reaching the peak? They could describe it to you, but it would only be a description because you have not actually experienced it. You don't know what it's like. So words can describe, they can paint the picture of something. But the actual experience comes. The direct experience allows you to know it in truth. Yet through your imagination, through your understanding of the words, you get some perspective. And through your own deep meditative practice, you get some wider perspective also of what this term self-realization means. Some people now are very fond of the word awakening. Does it mean the same as self-realization? Awaken, be liberated from the bondages of I and mine. The self, eternal, immortal, undying, unchanging, is eternal being, consciousness, awareness. It is neither born nor does it die. It is changeless, timeless, immortal. This self, this Atman, the self of yourself is the Atman. And the Atman, your witnessing consciousness, which knows your entire existence, is this eternal, immortal self. And like the drop of water, which dropped in the ocean, is the ocean itself, cannot be distinguished from the ocean. So the Atman cannot be distinguished from the Paramatma, the supreme self of all beings. So the self of yourself that witnesses your existence, that knows everything that you experience, that self is the same consciousness, the same awareness that witnesses all of the experiences of all the beings in all the realms of existence. It is the aware, conscious, immortal Purusha, being, consciousness, awakened awareness. This is the witnessing entity, the knower of all creation, the Atman and the Paramatma, the knower of all that is. This is the self, immortal, eternal being, the knower of all. Yet, though the self knows all, the self remains unchanged. Purusha is timeless, immortal, unchanged, eternal being. This self of yourself, the self of all that is, it does not belong to you, it is not possessed by you. It is not your inner self that is something different from the outer self, the self of others. No. For the self, there is no inner and outer. There simply is. From your perspective, as a jivatman, as an individual, there appears to be an inner and an outer. And so when you try to find the self, if you go out, you simply find forms and forms and more forms that your senses allow you to perceive. But when you go in to your mind, you can move beyond sensory experience, beyond thoughts, and beyond your identity with your personal, individual experience. And when you move beyond the identity with your personal experience, you come to the realm of the self. You come to knowingness and beyond knowingness, to the witness. When your awakened awareness, so the term awakening, huh? When your awakened awareness moves into this realm of non-duality, where there is no I and thou, because I and thou are one. Where the self, the consciousness, the immortal, eternal being is there, is before you. is you, is witnessing. You are only an outer dream in the mind of this great dreamer. When this perception is not simply fleeting, as in samadhi, a state of intuitive absorption, but becomes permanent, slowly, slowly, through continued association, this pathway to awakened awareness becomes a steady highway, which you can traverse. And you move beyond your personal definition of yourself and recognize that the personal definition of you, as opposed to other, has been an illusion. For you are a dream. You are a projection in the mind of the great dreamer, witnessed by the Atman, by the self of all beings. When this knowledge comes forward, you realize this projection of individuality, this belief in your separateness, in your smallness, was only a creation, a belief in the mind, an illusion, maya. Recognizing the illusion, your identity shifts from identity with the illusion of separateness and individuality in the body-mind to the recognition of the deep, eternal nature of being, of the immortal consciousness, awakened awareness, which is you. If there was no awakened awareness, how would you even hear this talk? Who would hear this talk? Who would be aware of this talk? Who is aware? Is it you who are aware? Yes, huh? You. But who are you? You are not the body. You are not what you perceive through the senses. You are this aware, intelligent being, the knower of all that is, eternal, immortal, undying. Self-realization means to realize, to recognize the nature of the self. In the teachings, there are two aspects to this realization. The first is moksha, realization that your body, mind, thoughts, existence, all that you perceive, are but a dream in the mind of the great dreamer. That your very existence is simply a projection of the cosmic mind. And that you, and that all you believe to be real and separate apart from yourself are merely projections within this cosmic mind. When your awareness moves to the cosmic mind and you realize that all that is a part of you and you are a part of everything, because the you that is real is the cosmic you, the cosmic self of yourself. And that projection, witnessing all that is the cosmic mind. So that you are but a thought in that cosmic mind. That which you have perceived yourself to be is but a thought. All is a thought. Then you begin to see that there is no self and other, that you have taken responsibility to be great and think very highly of yourself for your achievements, or think very lowly of yourself for what you have not accomplished. But that really you have not achieved anything, nor have you lacked in any way. For all that is the Infinite One. It is the dream in the mind of the great dreamer. Realization of this, realization that all that is one substance, made of one substance, eternal being, the self of all. Then there is no I and other. That is the dream. This realization, stepping outside of the dream into the reality, this is moksha, or mukti. This is mukti. This is realization of the nature of the manifest universe, of the cosmic mind. And as the realization deepens, there is realization of Purusha, of the cosmic consciousness which is behind the cosmic mind. This realization of Purusha is a realization of the infinite immortal nature of being, beyond thoughts, beyond forms, beyond constructs and ideas, formless, timeless, immortal, awakened being. Your true nature is known. This realization comes in moments. Both of these realizations come in moments of deep meditation. But when those moments grow and grow, until by the grace of the infinite Brahma, the illusion falls away and the mind and understanding steadies in the cosmic mind. And that infinite self of yourself abides where once the ego personality abided. When this experience becomes steady, this is self-realization. As long as you remain in the dream of duality and you are in the matrix of the dream, you will return life upon life, birth upon birth, living out the dream until such a time that the yearning to awaken and to return to your true nature dominates you, and the passion in you becomes so strong. It is like the passion of a man drowning for air. Such is the passion of one who comes close to the God. For when you come close, it is like the sun. It draws you in. Its gravitational field pulls you with such strength you cannot stay away. But when your mind wanders far, you become lost in the illusion, and the illusion appears to be the reality. To awaken from the dream, train your mind in right understanding and open your heart to deep love. For this awakening is not merely an idea in the mind. The idea in the mind, the belief, becomes a doorway, but it is not the actual experience. It is an idea in the mind. The direct experience comes not in the mind, but in the knowing. And for that, the heart must open. Love and surrender, letting go, in deep surrender to the Lord of Light. Until there is nothing but the will of the Infinite and the grace of the Divine. And all that has been desire in you, all that has been identity, is surrendered. And then what remains but the Lord of Light? Is it not? All right. Are there questions?
What is meant by right understanding?
Hmm?
What is meant by right understanding?
Knowing the real from the unreal, the illusion from the truth. Knowing, discriminating, gaining in the mind the understanding that all is the eternal self. All is one eternal being, and that divine being, that God Self, is doing all actions. It is the doer of all things and the receiver of the results of all actions. So maintaining this right understanding, seeing the Beloved in all beings, and surrendering. These things make the path, regardless of the technique you use. This is understanding?
Thank you.
Are there more
Could
questions?
Could you distinguish again the difference between the two aspects of realization that we denominate as moksha and mukti?
Mukti is the realization of the nature of the cosmic mind, the nature of the manifest universe, recognizing that you are but a part, a dream, a projection of the infinite cosmic mind, and that all things are done by that. This realization, when it steadies, understanding this wholeness, but of the world, that is mukti, a recognition of the cosmic mind, melting into the cosmic mind. But the cosmic consciousness, purusha, is the witnessing consciousness of all that is. And when awareness melds into purusha, then that is moksha, final liberation. With that, there is no return to the cycle of birth and death.
Thank you. Is it what we commonly speak of, sort of the difference between recognition or realization and liberation? One is a recognition, the other is a process of being liberated from moksha's liberation.
Moksha is enlightenment. You are liberated from the bondage of ego identity with mukti, but you are fully enlightened in moksha. Any other questions?